Hello, dumplings. Welcome to the Let's Get Ugly podcast, where we dive deep into the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, super sassy, and really silly at the same time.
That's right. We'll be chatting with some amazing industry insiders, getting them to tell us all about their real stories, people that we really feel are making an impact.
We're here to dispel any BS around all of these industries and really get to the truth.
So grab your drink, let's get comfy, and welcome to The Ugly Truth.
This is our first episode.
Wild.
How are you feeling?
It's interesting. Like, I'm excited, but I'm scared.
Yeah, no, it is scary. I mean, today we're really going to be getting into sharing our personal experiences, unexpected truths, maybe some fun tips too.
Mainly secrets. And I think it's quite interesting because obviously we have a lot of personal experiences that we share.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are definitely some really, really fascinating things that we will be sharing. So,
I'm really excited to share it because I don't think a lot of the things we're going to talk about genuinely no one really knows or has heard us speak about before. So it's going to be exciting and exclusive, which we love.
Yeah, I love an exclusive. Lots of exclusives in this season.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
So I think the first thing that people are going to want to know is why have we decided to do a podcast? And I think we should discuss it like immediately.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the first thing is I am very serious in real life and I actually don't have these kind of conversations very often. So I think it's quite nice to be able to see that side. And I feel like it's the right time because I have a lot of opinions.
Definitely. We both are very opinionated about a lot of stuff, especially to do with beauty and wellness and lifestyle in general. And I also think it's because we have a lot of knowledge as well, like not to take away from that, but we do. We have a lot of knowledge. I mean, we've been working in the industry for, I mean, it's been a lot of years now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a while. But also, I think we have a lot of personal history with beauty. Mm-hmm. Should we talk about getting ugly?
Yes, and why it's even called this?
Yes.
It's actually a really ridiculous story. So Trishna and I literally like do everything together.
Yeah.
Everything.
Safe to say.
Everything, literally. So we're also lecturers and we were on our way walking to campus and we have the most random conversations, like, ever.
Yeah.
And we were literally laughing about how ugly we were when we were younger. And this isn't a, oh my God, I was so ugly when I was younger.
No. Bye. Like, I am embarrassed. We will edit the pictures in. Like, there will be some that we will share in post. But we were really ugly.
Yeah, do you want to describe how ugly you were?
I just don't even know what to say. Like, I had a really weird haircut. It was, like, overly layered. And, like, I don't think I grew into any of my features. So it was, like, big everything. Big teeth, big eyes, big nose.
Yeah.
Big personality.
I mean, let's see. No, I feel like for me, like I have, like in facially, like I have like, I have smaller lips and like a smaller nose and things like that. But my biggest thing was my teeth, which are real, by the way, they are real. My teeth are real. But when literally like when my incisors grew, I don't know what happened. It was literally like this and it was like flying to the ceiling. It was like saluting people like, hey, and it was like my teeth were like not even, they were like this far apart, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
about
yeah.
Approximately.
Because your favorite hobby was playing the recorder.
Yes, that definitely was not cool. Aside from the other cool things I did, obviously, like dancing and playing hockey, but the recorder was definitely in there. I don't know if that was to blame, though.
100%.
Oh, cool. 100%. So we don't ever play it. I mean, I don't even think they learn it at school anymore.
I'd be curious to know if they did, but yeah,
it was so annoying.
It was so annoying.
But literally, so I think the main thing was we obviously had self-confidence issues growing up massively.
100%. And I think also, like, I've talked about this so many times, like when I started the business, being Cole Creatives, I really, really reflected on the empowerment of beauty. Like, the main thing for me always has been, like, how can beauty be a superpower? How can putting eyeliner on make you look and feel amazing? How can, like, concealer give you that armor for the day? Definitely is mine. And I think that these are those moments that really kind of showcase to us, like, beauty really is about having someone go through a journey that makes them look and feel their best selves.
Yeah, obviously that working on the business with you now, which is super exciting because the mission is so important and something that we genuinely both relate to. Mm-hmm.
I think it's those learned experiences at the end of the day. Like when I think about diversity and inclusion, and I think about the way that it's kind of going on in the industry now, okay, it's becoming like a little bit of a hot topic. But I think it's a hot topic because I don't feel like it's done right all the time.
No, 100% not. Like, my least favorite thing to see is, and this is yours as well, which I know because we have one brain cell and we always say we have one brain cell, the campaigning, you know, the campaigns when it's not genuine and it just feels like everyone under the sun has been cast. And it's like if a lot of the time when it's, you know, fake, you can see it. You can see right through it as well, which is just not, it's not the point of diversity and inclusion at all. It's completely missing the message.
Yep, I agree. I think also, like, when it does come to diversity from the base note that I look at it as, it doesn't have to, well, it feels forced when it's like going through a checklist.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a no. Like, I don't want to be associated or reflected on as somebody that goes through a checklist and kind of makes those decisions based off of what has to be right, then it's not organic and it's not true.
No, that's 100% true. Like, even when we do our shoots, like, we cast in a really different way, which is not tick boxy at all. Yeah. We just go with the vibe of, like, the collection or what we're trying to achieve and who can do that for us.
It's always about who fits. It's always about who fits. It should always be about who fits.
Definitely. And a lot of the time in the industry, it's not, which is unfortunate.
But we're getting there, I think.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Slowly but surely, we are getting there. So, my question to you is, when it comes to beauty and when it comes to making yourself feel good, what do you do?
I would say when it comes to beauty and making myself feel good, I would always... I don't take selfies.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't take selfies. So if I really want to make myself feel good, I'll get ready, but I won't dwell on it after.
So it's just in the moment. It's the action of doing it rather than the result, then, is what you're trying to say.
I just don't really, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think that a camera can capture everything. And I feel like the one thing that the camera doesn't capture is the feeling. And I feel like I'm conscious and I, like, distort my face when I realize that that is happening. And so I feel like, yeah, I feel the best when I've, like, gotten ready. And then I wouldn't actively, like, go and take a picture of it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Pictures aren't always necessary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. In your world.
In my world, there are many a picture.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about the angle and everything.
Literally, yes. But that's because I feel like I don't have a good or bad side, I would say.
Oh, yeah. So we just discovered that. We were told to sit down in these chairs, and we had no preference.
No, literally.
There wasn't like, oh, this is my good side, I must sit here.
No. Yeah. I mean, I just care about the angle also because I like to, like, capture the whole vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, if I get ready, it's not just about the beauty, it's about the character, the clothes, the jewelry, of course.
Of course.
Or how much bling I'm gonna put on in a day, which is excessive always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is that too.
So it's about the whole mood that I wanna create with the picture.
What would you say was like your biggest learning experience when it came to the beauty industry? Like, what was something that really taught you something?
There has been a lot, to be honest, obviously, but I would say the biggest learning I had from it was about how things can make you feel in a way. So like, if it means getting ready with like a wellness twist, because we all know that wellness is like my favorite thing in the world, I feel like incorporating that into the process of what beauty is so much better, because it's more holistic, it's more organic. I'm not saying like organic products, just in terms of like your attitude and how that kind of shapes how you look and feel for the day. So whether it's like affirmations or like listening to them while you're getting ready, or like listening to like a particular song, and just kind of like the psychodermatology of things actually, which if people don't know what that is, because I'm very technical when it comes to this stuff, it is just how your attitude and your stress levels and everything we have psychologically actually affect your skin and the kind of output of whatever products you're using as well.
That's really interesting. Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of beauty has to do with mental state, whatever that may be. Affirmations aren't for everybody, right? At the end of the day.
No, they're not. They're for me though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are for you. They are for you. But I feel like, yeah, of course, like the way that you feel, the emotions that you feel when you're getting ready, and that dopamine, you know, that excitement, the thrill makes such a big difference.
Yeah. And I probably say that's like my beauty secret for sure. Yeah. Well, that and crystals.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think today is a really prime example, right? I am so tired, but getting ready and like putting my makeup on was such a great step, and it's going to frame the rest of my day.
Yeah, 100%. And having our hair looking good as well.
Yeah,
definitely plays into it. It's the whole look. It's the whole vibe of it all. And obviously me wearing my crystal bracelet always helps.
Yeah.
It's
literally breaking.
I know. It's literally breaking. And how I made you literally carry it to India because I forgot it.
Yeah.
And can't live without it.
Yeah.
I need it.
You need it. You need the crystals. I actually think it's quite interesting because we obviously have done a lot of things together, but we're super different.
Yeah.
What would you say you are, well, despite growing up almost symmetrically, what would you say is like the biggest difference between you and I?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. So the funny story is people often don't believe that we're siblings.
Yeah, because we don't look alike. And true. We also don't behave in a similar way.
Yep, exactly.
So that is like the biggest telltale for them. Like, oh, they're cousins.
Yeah. Are they real sisters?
That's my favorite question that we get asked. Are you real sisters? Yes.
Yes.
I would say probably one of the biggest differences between us is that I think figuring out how to phrase this, I would say I'm definitely way more spiritual than you. Like, that is like probably one of the biggest differences that we have. And another one would be my itineraries and my endless notes for everything. Mm-hmm. And like how I always want everything to have some sort of direction because I'm an earth sign and I need it.
Yeah. Fair enough, I can't argue with that. But what about from a beauty perspective?
Oh, from a beauty perspective. I would say that I love dark lip colors constantly.
Okay.
And you don't really wear dark lip colors at all. Like, our lip colors are completely different. But also the looks we create are really different. Like, I always love like a dark lip or a touch of shimmer. We both like blush, like a lot of blush, but I would say probably that.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, apart from makeup specifically, I totally agree with you, by the way, but it's quite interesting when we like delve into the world of treatments, right?
Oh yeah.
Because there is so much that you do not do.
Yes.
And there is so much that I would totally do.
Yeah.
So let's just start with like things that we both do.
Okay, yeah.
Botox.
Yes, we both do Botox.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, I'm completely happy to talk about Botox. I know a lot of people get really shy about it. But yes, we both do Botox. I do it in my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And we both do Botox. And I think it's important to say that we have, well, I just got mine injected.
Yeah.
You have none left.
Yeah,
but
true.
We do it.
Yeah. I think there is this like big like thing where people don't like to talk about it. I kind of get why. I also don't get why, but I'm like super happy to say it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was freelancing for an aesthetics platform and my angle was all about Indian skin and all my articles were about that, which was really interesting because it is totally different mm-hmm. and the look is different and the features are different and it's really exciting. And then I had to find real examples of people and the anonymization of that and them not wanting to use their real names was what I found really interesting because I'm like, you've done it. And some of them were obvious.
Yes, very, very obvious. We won't say what, but yeah.
Very, very obvious. And it's like, everyone can see it. Why don't you just want to admit it?
Yeah, I mean, I think also like, there is like a big amount of judgment. Like I know when people hear, oh, they've done Botox, like immediately, it's gonna be like a thing. But yeah, I mean, things like that will always be a big deal. And I feel like society isn't quite ready to accept them. But then I have mixed reviews about it anyway. Like I feel like there are some places in the world where they're like, oh my God, amazing. Like, you know, get it at 20.
Yeah, that's
a bit too much.
Yeah, definitely.
But then also equally at the same time, you do you.
Yeah,
whatever exactly. Makes you feel better. I mean, there are some people that are like, you know, because they maybe frown every night when they sleep and they've been doing that for 20 years. Maybe they do want to, you know, prevent it a little bit earlier and slow it down and, you know, it happens.
Definitely.
I have a very expressive face.
Yes, you do. That's what you've been told.
Yeah. Yeah. I apparently look super grumpy. I've had a lot in the last week.
I don't know why, though.
I wonder why.
It's like you're grumpy and oh my God, she's so nice.
Yeah, yeah, she's so nice.
I think it's just because I like to smile more.
Maybe.
But my face isn't expressive, so I don't know how they know.
Yeah, true.
Not because of Botox, though, just because I just don't move my face.
Is anything off limits for you, treatment-wise?
Treatment-wise? Do you know what? I actually don't think so. Like I think like if you feel like, for me personally, like if I feel like I want to do it, I'll do it. But no, I don't think anything is off limits. Do you have anything off limits?
Not really. I mean, I like the idea of experimentation, obviously. Like I like to go and like try new things with my hair, or I will, you know, try different kinds of facials and different treatments, and I like the idea of exploring. I mean, if it's there, why not? We have so many gadgets at home as well.
We literally do.
And I love a face tool.
Yes, we have the LED mask, which actually works.
Yeah, with 5 colors.
Always 5 colors.
We have the high frequency wand.
Yes, that scares me till today.
But it's really, really, it works.
It works.
Kind of miss it this week. Like, I feel like I'm getting a spot and I really want to zap it.
Zap it all.
Zap it off.
And then we have the other device.
The electromicrocurrent.
Yes.
Mm.
That is really good and lifts your face when you're feeling like you want a little perk and a little boost there.
What's your favorite treatment to get?
My favorite, a massage. Like, I know that's so not face related.
I was so sure you were gonna be like, my favorite treatment to get is a body wrap.
I mean, I love a body, actually, yeah, you're right. It's probably a body wrap.
I do not understand that.
I love it because body care is so important. Like, I feel like a lot of the time in beauty, a lot of the time we just talk about the face. The face is very important, but so is the body. I mean, your skin is your largest organ, so you need to care for all of it. Mm-hmm. So I love like a full-on like body mask and scrub and being cocooned in and just kind of relaxing with all the goodness in there.
So I don't find that relaxing at all. The idea of somebody putting a mask on my body and then wrapping me and leaving me there with no phone, forget about it.
Yeah, I know. You need your phone. I'm happy. I'm like, just, you know, leave me here. And it's like warm and fuzzy and like, you know, you just know that your skin's going to look amazing afterwards. Also, my skin is super dry. So it really helps with that too.
That's true. Skin types are a really big thing. There's so many people that don't really know what skin type they are. And it's, I found that really interesting. I think it matters, but to a degree. Like, I feel like there are certain skin routines that are pretty universal. And I feel like as long as you do something, it's good.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think everyone needs hydration regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing that everyone should do. But aside from that, like, some people don't like to cleanse, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like face masks, and that's fine. So it's just whatever it is. But what's your favorite treatment?
I think it's a blow dry. I literally think my favorite beauty treatment is a blow dry.
Should tell everyone how often you get a blow dry.
So, blow dry is like my treat, and I do it once a week. And I only splurge on that, I think. Out of all the splurges in my life, it is a weekly blow dry for me. Just like the idea of like, my hair being like done well, looked after well, like treated if it needs to be immediately. And I just like the idea of it being pretty all the time.
Yeah, I mean, good hair definitely makes you feel good.
Yeah, 100%.
And it helps a lot. But mm-hmm. No, interesting that I love a body treatment and you love a hair treatment.
Yeah, but like it's all encompassing, right? Beauty is beauty.
Exactly. Our favorite topic in the world.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
So we have three questions. Mm-hmm. Now we are going to be asking these three questions to all our guests. So it's only fair if we answer them first.
Yes. 100%. Where do we start?
Okay. So what is your favorite beauty trend of the moment?
There are so many. That's the problem. But I will say, in terms of looking at this, like, I love the, like, mermaid vibes that still? Are going on. Yes, still. Okay. Just because I feel like it's being translated into other trends as well. Like, metallics are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's very mermaid-y. The Sabrina Carpenter blush vibes and all the extra blush and dewiness is also mermaid-y and not going anywhere. And just adding a little bit of sparkle. Like, who doesn't love a little bit of sparkle? Like, it just makes you feel alive. Or me. Just me.
Just you.
So I would say that would probably be one. But another one that I love to look at, this would probably be something I actually wouldn't try, just because it wouldn't suit me. The jellyfish hair.
Okay.
Like, I think that is so cute. Like, the fun colors that people do on their hair, the look of the cut, the, like, underneath with, like, a rainbow. It's so pretty and cute and, like, so colorful. I love it.
I actually think you should try it. You've never done anything with your hair.
I've never done anything with my hair. Like, this is my natural hair color.
We were just discussing because you found some gray hairs.
I'm turning into your age, that's why.
Yeah. And you don't want to dye them.
Yeah, so I really don't want to dye the grays yet. I mean, I'm never saying never, because I will, like, when it becomes more gray. But then I'm so boring, I'll probably just dye it back to my natural hair color, because I love it so much. I feel like it's so hard to achieve the hair color that I have.
Black?
Yes. That, like, and in the, like, right way, and it suits me, so why not?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I would say my favorite trend of the moment would be, like, grungy makeup. Like, I like the, like, messy aesthetic. Like, I love, like, a little blurry, smudgy eye makeup with mascara, coupled with LVL lift.
Of course, you had to get the lash lift in there.
Yes. I think actually that's probably answering the next question. My favorite beauty hack
is a lash lift.
Is a lash lift.
Why?
But only the one from Angelica. Like, Michelle's gonna hate me for saying that now. She's like, it's my secret weapon. But she just does it really well.
Michelle is our cousin, by the way, guys.
Yeah, just for context.
Yeah.
And she introduced me to a lady that does an amazing lash lift. And yeah, I love it. Like, I'm addicted to the way that it looks. I like how easy it is. And I don't have to worry about waking up and having a scare when I go to the bathroom and brush my teeth.
I didn't realize you were so scary in the night.
I mean, I'm just scary all the time, apparently. That's what I've learned.
I would say my best beauty hack would be minimal makeup with a dark lip, because that's just my signature.
Yeah.
Like, a dark lip has always been my signature. I've always been obsessed with darker colors. I don't think it's an autumn thing or like a winter thing. I just think like
any day.
Yeah, any day. Like, I'll 100% always wear a dark lip. I mean, like, my lipstick collection, which is massive because I love a lip, is huge, and it's literally 3/4 dark.
It's also like the same color. Like, it's just like a different shade of like brown or burgundy.
Yes, brown, burgundy. I have some purples in there too.
Mm-hmm. A handful.
I mean, if anyone saw how many lipsticks I had, they'd probably be like, why do you need more? You can never have enough.
No, you can never have enough. You can never have enough.
I mean, our house is like a beauty closet.
It's like an emporium.
Literally. With everything. But I would say another beauty hack of mine would be the face masks that I do.
Okay.
Like, in terms of like all the different like variations of ones that I love to put on, that are like for different purposes. So if I'm feeling dull or if I want something more hydrating, and I feel like you can do a face mask every day.
Yeah, you can. You really can. What about your biggest beauty regret?
So there are a few.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay, a few.
A few. I feel like Okay. Everyone has a few. One is when I literally, well, when we didn't have the quickie stickies, and I cannot do top liner by myself.
Yes.
Like, you have to do it for me.
Every time.
Pre-quickie stickies. Now I don't need you because we have that. But I would say that, like, I used to put liner completely on the like bottom of my lid, like under in the waterline basically. Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't suit me. So I feel like I looked super emo because I would wear like a dark lip as well. And it was not the trend of emo.
Yes, true.
And it was the wrong era. It was like way too late or early now, early I'd say.
The future.
The future, always. I mean, that's me, always the future. but I would say that would 100% be one of them for sure. But you have a few as well. So what's one of yours?
So my first one, and maybe it's just because I didn't like go back, but it would have to be like the mesotherapy facial. I just didn't think it did very much for me. Like, I was really excited to do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to inject like all these goodies all over my face. And it was just like, yeah, I just look like me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, one of mine would be, in treatment wise, would be like when the scrubs that they use on your body are too abrasive. Like, even though it's like one of my favorite things to do, when it's too abrasive, I just feel like all my skin is like shriveled away. So mm-hmm. I feel like when it's natural ingredients, I'm happier to do it when it comes to all of my treatments, to be honest. Actually, all of the treatments that I, aside from the Botox, because obviously.
aside from the Botox,
are all like super like natural, like even like the products that I use and everything. So I would say definitely like anything too abrasive for me is a no and always a regret.
Yeah.
My skin is so sensitive.
True. I mean, I think the other thing that I also maybe regret is like undertone. What I mean by that is like red lipstick is great, colors are amazing, experimentation is amazing, makeup has no rules. But for me, having like the right undertone for your skin is something that I really value. So like I know for me, like a warmer red is gonna be just a better idea anyway. So that also is like a little bit of a regret, not knowing my undertones.
Yeah.
In multiple ways as well. Like even when I was like a little too blonde.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
And but I loved it, but like it was just like too warm.
Yes, it was. It was way too warm.
Yeah.
And I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. So things like that.
I would say in terms of that, like it is very important for people to genuinely know what their undertones are as well. Because I feel like I went through a phase of orange concealer.
Yeah.
And I literally put concealer under my eyes. So I had like these orange patches and they were in every picture. And I'm like, okay, well now I'm just going to have them. You had some interesting concealer moments as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think like experimenting is the only way though. Like I feel like if you don't experiment, then you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a thing too.
100%.
So we are in Mumbai.
Yes.
That is where we are recording this.
And so excited.
It is very exciting. And we've got an amazing lineup of guests. I can't wait for people to explore and meet them for season one. And our last question, what is your favorite thing to do here?
Okay, so aside from eating at good restaurants, which we both love, I would say my like favorite thing to do is to go to that cute little crystal shop that we go to.
Yes.
Because it's so, the energy is amazing in there. The crystals are beautiful. I buy up the whole shop every time. Our house is also becoming a crystal home.
Yes, for sure.
Well, it has to be. Otherwise, the energies won't be enough for me.
I would say for me, it's the auto rickshaws. I love them. I love the ride. I love the experience. I love how quick it is. It's the best.
It is the best. But we will end the episode the same way we have for everyone else as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I'll do a card reading for you.
Yay.
Which will be so fun.
It is.
I love doing this. Okay, so I'm not going to teach you how to use them because you know how to use them.
Yep.
So we're just going to get into it.
Just give me a reading for today.
Yes. Or what, for the rest of the trip?
Yeah, for the rest of the trip.
Enhance your future vision. Very accurate for what we were talking about as well.
True.
So yes, just we got to think about more things that we want to do. Clearly, this is pushing us to work more, always.
Of course. wouldn't be us without more work. Hey?
No, never.
Amazing. Well, thank you all for listening, for hearing our first episode. We're super excited for you to experience the other episodes and hopefully get to know us and our guests a lot better. It's definitely going to be really interesting.
We literally cannot wait to share the rest with you, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.